So the number one question I get asked is, Sean, if you have that one tip, that one trick to help me on my recovery journey, what's the thing that you would tell somebody? Now, I'm not a big fan of this idea of what's the one thing, because the truth is, it's not going to be just one thing that helped you on the recovery journey. And if you have that mindset of looking at recovery as this one thing, you'll miss a lot of other things that are really important. But I'm going to still tell you what I would tell somebody if I could just say it in one sentence. Go live with your symptoms side by side. That's it. I was so focused on feeling better first and then living my life that I just stopped living altogether. And going out of my house became uncomfortable over time, right? And that's how I developed agoraphobia. So what did I do? Well, it was simple. Instead of trying to feel better and then live, I just decided to live and bring my symptoms with me. So I brought the palpitations. I brought the panic attacks with me. I brought the digestive issues. I brought the breathlessness. You're going to say, yeah, that's easier said than done. And again, that's why I mentioned I'm not a big fan of, anxiety hacks like this. So I want to give you some tips to help you on this. How can you apply this tip in your recovery? Well, the first thing to do is ask yourself, do you know what's happening? That's why in the channel, I focus so much on education. Because if you don't know why you're experiencing the symptoms, you're going to think worst case scenario. And it's going to be much harder to live life with your symptoms present. Like for me, I had digestive issues, and I was convinced my digestive issues was like the onset of Crohn's disease or celiac or something like that, or some autoimmune condition, because that's what I looked up online and my symptoms correlated with everything I saw online. And then when I realized, oh no, it might actually be anxiety, I didn't believe it. I wasn't sure, but I basically said, well, you know what? I've gotten everything ruled out, so I'm going to throw it under the anxiety umbrella. So that's why I always say, educate yourself on what's happening. Once you know it's anxiety, the biggest thing, here's the second tip that'll help you, which is make a decision. And what I mean by that is make the decision that you're going to make life more important than how you feel. See, what happens is a lot of people use these principles in these videos that I'm sharing, and what they just say is, oh, okay, let me just try it. And that doesn't work. Right? This isn't just something you try. This is a commitment that you make. And so what I ended up doing was I ended up shifting my approach. Instead of trying to fix it, I just said, you know what? Just be there. It's fine. I'm not going to try to fight it, fix it. My goal is just to live my life with the anxiety symptoms present. And no matter how present it is, I'm going to live my life. I don't care. I'm never going to let anxiety symptoms hold me back ever again. And when I said that to myself, I meant it. I didn't just say that to myself when I was feeling good. And, when my symptoms flared back up, I went back into panic mode. It wasn't until I made that decision. So number two, make that decision. Third tip is ask yourself, how are you talking to yourself when your symptoms are high? If you're saying things like, oh man, I was doing so well, but then when my symptoms came back, I feel like I'm back at square one. That is like an all or nothing mindset that is counterproductive in your recovery journey. Recovery is not this all or nothing thing, right? You can be healing and making mistakes. A lot of things can be happening. You can be making amazing progress and still be experiencing intense symptoms right now. So those are the biggest tips. If you can really understand this, it's gonna help you on the recovery journey. Just go with your symptoms. Just go live right now. After this video, go for a walk or do something that would scare you. Do something that you would normally not do. If you've been declining, hanging out, and grabbing dinner with your friends because of your symptoms, go do that. But before you do that, A, ask yourself, do you know what's happening? Do you know it's anxiety? Number two, make a decision, okay? When people join the program, when we help them on the recovery journey, people say, oh, it's such a big investment. It's true. But I want people who have skin in the game. Everybody tells me they want to recover. I hear that all the time. Everyone's like, dude, I really need help. I really need help. And I've tried that before. I've tried helping people for free in the past. They didn't work out that well. They begged me. They were like, yo, can you just help me? Can you just help me? And then when things got hard, they would give up. And they had a coach with them. So to me, it's like, why would I put in that work if you haven't made the commitment? Recovery is solely in your hands. And because it's in your hands, nobody can care more about your recovery than you. They can try. They can try to help. But at the end of the day, it's still in your hands, and nobody will care more about your recovery than you. Nobody. Literally nobody. Doesn't matter how great of a person they are. The people that do really well in our programs are the people that actually have been struggling for a very long time. You would think people that have struggled for a very long time, they'd be harder to deal with. But if somebody just fell in the cycle, maybe in a couple of months, and somebody that has fallen in the cycle for a few years, the person that's been struggling for a few years typically does better in the beginning. I mean, they all get better over time, but in terms of speed, the people that have been struggling for years. Now, why is that? Well, because they've exhausted everything before. They've tried everything. The person that's been struggling for 2 or 3 months, they're like, oh, there's still things I haven't tried. So they haven't made that decision. A lot of people will say that, though. A lot of people will say, oh, I have that mindset, but they don't. Symptoms get high. They spiral. They start saying things like, oh, I'm back at square one. Why is this happening to me? I just wish this would go away. What did I do to deserve this? It's that negative loop. And so the next thing is, well, how are you talking to yourself? Evaluate that. Do an audit. What are some traits or some behaviors or some unproductive thinking patterns that are preventing you? If you can focus on those three things and just live your life, enjoy life, go do those things, it's not going to be overnight. It's going to take time. And you'll get better. But you might be thinking, okay, Sean, but how long do I have to do this? You're looking at this incorrectly again. You're saying I'm going to live my life in hopes to make the symptoms go away. Your primary focus is still making the symptoms go away. That's a problem. You say you want to live your life and that's the most important thing, but you're not. Because if that was the case, who cares if the symptoms are there or not? At this point, you're just focusing on living. You're like, listen, I've tried to fight it. I've tried to fix it. I've done all these things. It doesn't work. What else is there to do? I'm just going to stop focusing on this. The intention that you're doing this with is still to make the symptoms go away. And that's what you've been doing this whole time. Do you see how this pattern works? And so, you know, I've been doing this for a while. We've helped a lot of people. You have to look at recovery in a very different way. And I hope you seeing this pattern shows you that it's not just this one tip, this one quick fix, this one hack. It's a very naive way of looking at recovery. I showed you the thought pattern, right? I show you how these things break, right? Okay, well, you know, what happens when you're experiencing symptoms? When you try to live with the symptoms there side by side, all these things surface up. Sean, I'm experiencing this symptom, but you wanted a hack, right? That's the hack. Again, how useful is it? It depends on your blind spots. It depends on how you approach those three things I mentioned, right? Education, decision, and thought patterns. Even knowing all that, I still struggled quite a bit. I still made mistakes, but if I had to look back at it, what was that one thing I could do? It was that. It's kind of like working out, right? It's like, okay, well, give me that one tip to get in shape. Eat healthy slash less if you're overweight, and then work out more. But we all know it's complicated. We all know it's basically a science at a certain point, right? So that's the biggest thing. So I hope this video helps. If you want more resources on the recovery journey, I'll put a link down below in the bio. The biggest hack would be find a guide to help you on the recovery journey. Be part of a community of people that are going through this as well so that you normalize what you're experiencing. And it is hard, and it's supposed to be. And that's okay, right? We're not put on this earth only to do easy things. And it's going to make you question a lot about yourself. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. But it's an amazing journey. You know, you could be like me, enjoying the city, going out for walks. And you'll know, no matter what happens, you got this, right? And so I want this for you, right? This could be you just enjoying going on a walk, not thinking about is my symptom there or not. What happens if your symptom comes up? Who cares? Let it come. That's okay. If I had a palpitation right now, it's fine. Who cares? I'm still gonna make this video. I'm still gonna enjoy my walk. I'm still gonna get some coffee after. So I hope this video helps, and I'll see you in the next one.